basically, this was the way in which Americans classically summed up the meaning of their history as the violent movement of white European civilization, so-called, into the wilderness and displacing the non-white Native Americans and subjugating the Africans who were imported as labor. That is the fable of American progress. If you try to conceive of a new kind of American hero, if you want to conceive of his Americanness, then the moral issues that he must deal with are, shall I kill? Have I a right to kill? Have I a right to use violence? Because the myth tells you when you have a right to, a license to kill. And what's my take on race? How do I respond to the person on the other side of the color line? Myth forms around somebody that you can't let go of because there's something unresolved. They still represent a problem that has not died, and the issues of the Civil War have not died. There still are issues. A myth is a story drawn from history, which comes through usage to symbolize the meaning of that history for the people of a society of any kind, culture, clan, tribe, nation state. I think there is a kind of truth in historical fiction. The way that I formulated for myself is that in a novel, I tell you what I know. In a work of nonfiction, I tell you what I can prove. I would say it's a crisis that we have, that the old myths failed in Vietnam, and that there is no coherent fable of American history that organizes the concept for us the way the old heroic patriotic mythologies did. The color line, just in my lifetime, has begun to blur and unravel. It doesn't mean what it used to mean. I don't mean to be a utopian here, but when you think of the distance that our manners have come in just one generation, and our laws have come in one generation, it's a very promising development. But culture changes very slowly. Culture is fundamentally conservative. Science fiction allows you to take, because it's about the future, it's about history that hasn't happened yet, so it's plastic. And we use science fiction to try out ways of projecting a past into the future. Violence is about power and who gets to use it. And we still see violence as the primary symbol of power in our mythic life. One of the key distinctions, I think, is that in America, our myths license private individuals to use deadly force, whereas in Europe, the license is a social or group license. You need to have a notion of justice that you all more or less agree on before you can have a reasonably good argument about whether something is justice or whether it's injustice. And it's the failure of those common understandings and, in fact, the loss of faith that such common understandings can be reached that I see as being a serious problem. I think we are in some danger. I do see, though, a greater disposition to accommodate, to adjust, to admit new peoples, not only into the mythic stories, but to give them a hand in the making of those stories.